Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Wave goodbye to silicon chips. Thanks to advances in nanotechnology, the chips that power computers and other electronic devices may one day be made from cellulose or trees. But manufacturing these tiny electronic circuits at the nano or atomic scale depends on optics or new ways of dealing with light. That's what Dr. Martin Moskowitz talked about at the recent conference on nanotechnology and forest products. Dr. Moskowitz is the chief technology officer with API Nanotronics in New York.
And these integrated circuits are created through a form of lithography. If you want to put more and more transistors and other components in the same real estate, you need to make finer and finer features. And for that, you need to use light of shorter and shorter wavelengths. And so we went from red light to blue light to violet light, and now we're into the ultraviolet domain.
Dr. Martin Moskowitz specializes in the development of polarizers and optical retarders that shape and control light for the nanofabrication of circuits. Thanks today to Alberta Ingenuity. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.